Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey, everyone. Welcome to D-Time. Today is all about sharing your faith. And for some listening, that might be a new term that you've heard. Some, it may not be. Sharing your faith is something that I didn't really have a concept of, particularly being a Christian. You know, that was something that just wasn't taught growing up, you know, when I was learning about God, learning about the Bible. And so as I started studying the Bible and had folks to kind of help me through my walk with God and help me to become a Christian in 2006, this term took on a whole new meaning for me. And the best way I could describe sharing your faith is just by saying, if you don't know what this is, you're missing out, literally. You know, the Bible says that we need to be active in sharing our faith so that we can have a full understanding of everything that we have in Christ. And so if we're not sharing our faith by that scripture, it can be hard for us to really understand how good we have it or what we have in Christ. And so you're missing out if you're not sharing your faith. And for me, you know, that's one of the worst things of feeling like you're missing out on something. And that's what it is when we come with sharing your faith. You know, when you're not talking about, you know, what God is doing in your life or you know, things that have impacted you, you can start to take that for granted and you can miss out on a lot of great things and having the right healthy mindset going forward. And I think this applies to all areas of life. If you're not talking about the things that are going great or going on in your life, you start to take those things for granted. I'm married, and if I stop thinking about how great my wife is or how great our relationship is, I wouldn't be surprised to find that I start taking her for granted. And it's the same thing with a lot of areas of our life. If we don't talk about it, if we're not thinking about those things, we start to take it for granted. And as Christians, we can start to take our relationship with God for granted when we stop sharing our faith, when we stop talking to people about what's going on in our lives, what God is doing in our lives, and we start to take it for granted. We lose sight of it. And so in part two, I get to sit down with Dominic Sandoval. He just recently moved here to Seattle, and he has a great perspective and insight into what sharing your faith is, and more importantly, what sharing your faith isn't. And so I'm excited for you guys to hear what he has to say. Please stick around for part two. And if you have any questions about what sharing your faith is, ideas, again, we're all reach out to us at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. Comment on the episode comments, or you know, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. You can leave comments there as well. Sharing your faith, are you missing out? And I hope you're not. And if you are, if you don't know what that is, stick around for part two and we'll break it down. Peace.
Yeah. All right. Sweet. Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us for D-Time today. I'm getting ready to chat with a good friend of mine, Dominic Sandoval. And yes, today, we're really talking about sharing your faith. But before we jump into that, Dominic, I wanted to know if you want to take a couple minutes just to talk about yourself, man. Share a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Well, I'm 27 years old. I currently live in Seattle, Washington, for the very first time in my life. For the last 60 days, I've been here. But I grew up in California, grew up in a very loving family. My parents have been around or been together for the past almost 30 years now. So I got to see this great example of consistency. My mom grew up religious, like Christian in the denominational world. And then my dad was raised Catholic, so I kind of always grew up around religion, but I didn't really dive into it until I was about 19, and then I really got into it when I was 23, and I became a disciple. And then it's been 5 years now, so it's been a crazy time, but God truly has a bigger plan than I do.
That's awesome. Cool. Well, so like I mentioned earlier, you know, today's episode is about sharing your faith, and I shared a little bit earlier about, you know, reading in Philemon when it talks about active and sharing your faith. But I want to know if you want to take a second, you know, because some people may hear that term and may not know what that really is. So from your opinion, you know, what would you say sharing your faith is, and what would you say sharing your faith isn't?
Oh, man. Well, I think sharing our faith is the basics, like what a lot of probably almost everything is based off of. It's really relationships. I found that sharing my faith, if I could really relate to someone, if I could connect with someone within the first interaction that I'm having with someone, whether it's I'm relating to their lifestyle or maybe even clearing up some thoughts that they had about God, it helps them to really want to be inspired to go after God. I think the basics would be just sharing our life. I like to definitely get some more time with someone. You know, most of the time we're walking by people or saying, hey, do you want to come to a discussion we're having in the Bible later? Hey, do you want to get to the Bible later? And we're jumping to these events we're having. But I think the mindset that we need to have when we're sharing our faith is we're really trying to connect with someone. We're trying to really build a foundation of a relationship, because people need to see the love of God. You know, I think that's what sharing your faith would mainly be.
Awesome. Now, what would you say sharing your faith isn't? You know, if someone may have like the wrong idea about it, what would you say it's not?
Man, oh man, I've gone through cycles where I thought sharing my faith was I could hook someone like a fish, get them to force them into the kingdom. I've seen sharing my faith as trying to convert someone so I could look good. Uh-huh. You know, I've seen sharing my faith as just getting a number, you know, mm-hmm. rather than trying to connect with someone. You know, I mean, I think any other motive besides loving someone or connecting with someone so they see the love of Christ is what sharing your faith isn't.
Right. Awesome. Yeah. Now, you know, I know just from my personal experience, especially early on, there's a lot of challenges, you know, just like you said, just trying to do it the right way. And from your point of view, why do you think people may have such a tough time sharing their faith the right way?
Well, I mean, to be straightforward, it's really uncomfortable. You know, yeah. I'm not naturally a extroverted person. I think over the last 5 years, I've really had to push myself and get a lot of discipling or mentoring in order to come out of my shell, in order to really be the outgoing person that Jesus was, to imitate him in that way. But I can't honestly say it ever gets really easier. Every time I share my faith, and it's been 5 years now, the first person is always the hardest to share with. You know, it's always seems to be a little awkward. In fact, the first few are kind of a little awkward. And then once I kind of get warmed up, I tend to have better conversations. I tend to relate a lot better. You know, prayer is always essential, of course, too. But I think it's just uncomfortable, you know, and people don't like to be uncomfortable. They don't like change. But I heard this great saying, like, hey, if you want to do something that you've never done before, then you got to stop doing the things that you've always done, you know? Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'd say that's probably the biggest thing, honestly.
Awesome. So kind of building on that, know, you kind of shared a little bit, but what other pieces of advice would you give to someone who's maybe feeling challenged in this area?
Well, for me, I love sharing with people, you know, especially a good friend of mine that I'm really close to. I'll usually grab them and say, "Hey, man, can you come sharing with me? You know, I'm just too nervous by myself. You know, I'm just too awkward by myself. I need someone I could walk with and I could even get open with as I'm struggling with being a little fearful, you know, or maybe even giving in to being a little bit of a coward, you know. And yeah. It's good to also have like that buddy that's next to you to challenge you, you know, that you're walking by and like, I'm going to go share with this really intimidating, huge 6'7" football player, you know, where yeah. I would have never done it by myself, but because I have a friend, it's 2-on-1, you know, I feel confident, you know, and not that it's like we're going after people like that, but I feel more comfortable, more confident when I have someone next to me and it's, I'm able to get out of my bubble a lot quicker when I have a trusted friend, you know?
Oh, that's great. I don't know if this is kind of not off topic, but off script a little bit. What's been one of your maybe craziest experiences, you know, while sharing your faith? Or something
like I said, I'm naturally an introverted guy. So I've had challenges where it's like, all right, what I want you to do to get out of yourself is to stand up in front of a quad of, you know, 100 people, 200 people that are walking by. And just shout at the top of your lungs and say, "Hey guys, we're having this discussion going on, you know, and it's the time for you to get introduced to Jesus Christ. It's going to be right here at 7 o'clock. You know, it's so uncomfortable, so not me, you know, but to have someone to challenge me like that, that's probably got to be one of the craziest ones. I mean, one of the most effective ones I've had was, I share my faith with someone and they're like wide open. Yeah, let's get together right now. You know, like, yeah, I've been looking for this. I've been praying for this. And I just moved from another city where I grew up and I haven't found a church. And I want to find a church that's going to help me get closer to God. And they say the magic words, "Hey, can I come to Bible talk?" "Yes." "Can I bring a friend?" "Yes." You know, right. Those are always like, those are more exciting than the, "Yeah, I guess I'll come."
Right. Yeah. Awesome. Well, you know, one of the things I like to ask everybody that I talk to, you know, because the podcast is a lot about, you know, learning and growing and just gaining insights from, you know, just different topics.
And yeah.
One of the questions I like asking is, now, what's the best piece of advice that you've received in your life or over the years? And if you don't have a top one, maybe, you know, one that stands out.
You know, I like the theme, I guess, or the slogan that Nike has. Just do it.
Right.
You just got to do it at the end of the day. You know, we could read books on how to be more social. We could read. We could watch other podcasts. We could listen to other things. We could watch our friends do sharing their faith. But I don't. Until we just go do it, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I wouldn't have learned the things that I've learned right now if I just haven't been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't think it's any different with any area of our lives. How am I gonna know that I'm good at a sport? Well, I got to go do it. How am I gonna know what degree I want to go after? Well, I got to go check it out, you know, or go seek advice from someone from someone that's done it before, and maybe get some inspiration. But like I said, at the end of the day, we've got to go just do it, you know.
Yeah, so it's the reason why that slogan is so well known.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Nike.
Yeah, no, it's funny. I used to work for Nike, so I'm all too familiar with with that mantra, man. It's definitely applicable in a lot of areas.
Oh, yeah, every area of our lives. You just got to do it sometimes, you know?
Right. Well, man, thank you so much, man, for taking the time out. If for those listening, if they have any, you know, questions or thoughts on this subject, feel free to email at dtimepodcast@gmail.com or leave a comment in the description. But Dominic, thank you again, man, for taking the time out. And
awesome, man.
Yeah, if you want to jump on another episode, just let me know.
Oh, of course. I'd love to come back.
Awesome. All right.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram @D-Time Podcast. See you next time.